Marrakesh, Morocco, Sahara Desert Adventure awaits. Good morning from Marrakesh, Morocco. The early light casts long shadows across the clay-hued walls, carrying a dry air that hints at the vast Sahara Desert's proximity, its influence palpable even within these ancient walls. My arrival via Ryanair had been uneventful, a jarringly modern entrance to a city steeped in a history shaped by trans-Saharan trade routes. Today, a planned visit to the Bahia Palace was thwarted by an unexpected closure. A plain wooden sign affixed to the grand entrance announced maintenance, forcing a detour into the quiet, residential back alleys nearby. Here, the true heartbeat of the city emerges. The sun beats down, a dry, consistent heat that mirrors the desert's own relentless energy. One observes how the thick, unadorned walls of homes in these narrow lanes are built for survival, designed to insulate against both scorching days and surprisingly cool nights. These structures, often mud brick and plaster, demonstrate a practical engineering, a response to the environment that parallels the enduring nature of sparse desert flora, which finds purchase and thrives in seemingly barren landscapes. The very construction materials, the earth itself, speaks of a land where resources are carefully managed. There is a raw simplicity to these dwellings, a stark contrast to the opulence of the closed palace, yet possessing a deep-seated resilience, a quiet strength cultivated over centuries of living on the desert's edge. Wandering further, the lanes open occasionally into small, irregular squares where children play amidst old wells, their wooden mechanisms worn smooth by generations of use. These community water points serve as a poignant link to the ancient wadis that once provided lifelines through arid plains, dictating the very routes of human movement and the locations of temporary settlements for centuries. The city's intricate network of underground irrigation channels, known as qataras, draws water from the Atlas foothills, an engineering marvel that effectively creates artificial wadis to sustain life in this dry basin. This deep reliance on managed water sources, mirroring the unpredictable flows of natural wadis, underscores how human activity here is fundamentally dictated by the arid landscape. The pattern of life, the rhythm of daily chores, the communal reliance on shared resources, feels deeply connected to the broader history of survival in a harsh, dry land. Each corner turned reveals another layer of this pragmatic adaptation, the city itself an organic outgrowth of human ingenuity against the desert's formidable embrace, preparing one for the grand scale of the sands awaiting exploration. The constant fine dust, carried by the breeze, reminds one of the geological forces at play, slowly shaping landscapes, not just in the distant Erg Chebbi, but in the very fabric of this enduring city. Connection lost while writing my diary. Marrakesh, Morocco, Sahara Desert Adventure awaits. The anticipation of the Sahara Desert shapes every conversation here, a low hum beneath the call to prayer. It's not just about booking a trip, it's about understanding the land, the profound impact of its presence. Today brought into sharp relief a critical hidden cost, the unexpected expense of specialized permits for drone operation beyond the city limits. This wasn't something mentioned by most tour operators in Jima LFNA, only when I spoke directly with a specialized gear outfitter near the Bab Dukla bus station, haggling over lens filters. This logistical reality meant re-evaluating my equipment deployment and an unplanned permit application at the local prefecture. It impacts the entire shooting schedule, demanding an extra half day in the city, pushing back my departure. The discussions with seasoned guides from AMLA trekking near Rue de la Liberté highlighted how local knowledge traces paths defined by what they call riverbeds of old, the channels that once carried liquid, now crucial indicators for passage through the open terrain. They spoke of the subtle elevation changes of dune structures, how these dictate safe travel, and where brief encampments can be made for shelter from the elements. Their wisdom extends to recognizing how the hardy vegetation, often seen in small, tough clumps, signifies underground moisture, guiding decisions on where to replenish supplies. This isn't just theory, it's practical survival, directly influencing how people traverse the vastness of the Sahara Desert. The sheer effort involved in these preparations underscores the sheer scale of what lies beyond the city. Tomorrow, I plan to delve into the Mela district. I need to source specific, durable containers for water and food, and robust carrying systems for my cameras and drone, materials that can withstand the rigors ahead. It's about more than just buying. it's about finding items tested by local experience, preparing for the true challenge that awaits.